Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
On the radio 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app for the John and Ken on demand podcast.
Yeah, so you've tuned in. It's a big hour. It's Friday, which means this 3 o'clock hour brings us the Moistline people. They return for the first time in a couple of weeks, so we have no idea what's in the bag of Moistline callers. We'll open part one in about 15 minutes and then the other half at the end of the show. We're also back with Hack in a Dumpster. How about that? We haven't done that in a while, and it is somebody that just came to our attention in a story that made national news in the past couple of weeks. But when we did some digging and we found an interview this person did, we knew you had to hear it, and we knew you'd want to throw this person in the dumpster. So all that is coming up later on this hour. And right now we have some confusion. I'm stopping the show. Do we have a guest or we don't have a guest? I am completely confused.
I'm not aware of a guest.
Okay, I've been texting producer Ray and he's completely confused me, so let me just read
the guest is coming on Monday.
Yeah, well, he wrote me a text that she can do 3 p.m. and I thought he meant today. Then he clarified it 10 minutes later when I'm getting ready for this hour and said, oh, it's Monday. Sorry. All right, she's coming on Monday. It's another one of those stories where we have a murderer that's going to be released who was involved in a heinous crime which killed several people. It was a group of young thugs who committed this crime. So it's kind of that youth offender thing. And this man is going to be released after trying numerous times to get out of prison on parole. If it appears that Newsom has given the okay. Newsom passed, sent it back to the parole board, and they've already granted this guy's release. So he's been released.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that coming up on Monday. The El Segundo Times did one of those stories that we talked about recently. It's like, you know, you can't win if this is the way you're going to do it. And what we're talking about here is taxing cigarette smokers. In 1998, Proposition 10 passed easily with the voters. This, of course, was the work of Rob Reiner. Do you remember we covered this big time? When the measure passed in 1998, it slapped cigarettes, Prop 10, with a hefty surcharge to try to get people to give up smoking and to use the money to improve the health and well-being of young children and their families. Well, back then, there was 1.5 billion packs of cigarettes that were sold and taxed annually in California. You know what the sales were in 2022? Fewer than 550 million packs.
A billion less.
A billion less packs of cigarettes sold in the state.
Times 20 cigarettes in a pack.
Don't you think those people just got their cigarettes from Nevada or other places? Or the smoker's state? Well, I think that was common belief.
A lot of them are dead from all the smoking.
That's true, but the belief was that they would just go buy their cigarettes somewhere else.
20 billion fewer cigarettes.
Yeah.
Minus whatever cigarettes they got online or out of state.
Well, of course, the quote, the downside of this is that there's less money for early childhood programs. Proposition 10 is approaching its 25th anniversary. Oh, my God. And the first five public agencies it's created, they're going to have at least a 20% decline in their revenue by June of next year.
Yeah, but has anybody
collected $11 billion from smokers? It says here for preschools, homeless family housing. Oh, no. Is that in everything now? Homeless family housing, pediatric dental and mental health services, and key infant mother home visiting programs. They just write that like it happens and it's working and it's great.
That was my first question. How do we know that all these programs worked?
Well.
And I was reading one of the
but
cases.
But we warned
here.
Everybody this. I remember saying this on the air in 1998 that if you do drive off the smokers, it's going to lower the taxes. And what are you going to do with these programs that you're setting up forever? Right? You're going to hire all these people to help all these children around the state. And if the revenues shrink, are you going to lay them off? And that they don't want to do that, of course, because they're going to tout that these programs work. They're having an amazing effect on helping children.
All right. Here's the thing. No, nobody ever checks to see if the program is functioning as advertised. There are one of the programs is they'll send somebody to your house after you've given birth to make sure that the breastfeeding is going well, to see if you're suffering from postpartum depression.
Right.
Well, there were 750,000 children under the age of five eligible for their mothers to get their service. 750,000, fewer than 37,000 got a home visit.
No.
This program, this one is oriented more to the kids than the mothers. I should correct that. These home care workers come and see that the kid is healthy, make sure they're hitting the developmental milestones, avoid mistreatment, be ready for kindergarten. So there's 750,000 children eligible. Only 37,000 got the visit. So where's the money going? In fact,
another one of those industrial complexes.
Yeah. California ranks 43rd out of 50 states in the percentage of eligible children who get home visits. Only less than 3%. So we've spent billions of dollars and 3% of the kids got a visit. Where'd the money go?
Well,
funny, Rob Reiner's not interested in that, is he?
Apparently, there's this angle on the story. Since the state has massively expanded public preschool, because they have the new TK, transitional kindergarten, and they're paying more money for child care providers. There's one guy in the story named Pedro Nogueira, who's dean at the USC's Rossier School of Education, who says, well, I guess first five is done with then. The work of first five has been done. It's time to know when it's the moment to declare victory and make an adjustment. Meaning that, well, if the revenues drop off, then we won't spend money on those programs. We have other programs. We have other government spending programs now that can help, like the preschool that the TK that they're now going to offer.
Can you imagine how many programs there actually are that duplicate one another?
Yeah, I remember when we covered this last time. We covered first five. It's been a while, but some counties were trying to figure out ways to spend the money. They were taking kids on tours of M&M plants to
yes.
see how candies are made.
Yeah,
they
field
didn't
trips.
Know what else to do.
Because
yeah.
they didn't. They had a pot of money. And can you imagine people in government? They couldn't find a way to spend the money because there was so much excess. Because they were just stealing it from cigarette smokers because cigarette smokers were declared not cool. Oh, you're not cool. We're going to take your money because we don't like you. Oh, we're going to use it for the children. Except they don't use it for the children.
You're right. Apparently, what's left of first five is mostly these home visits that you were just talking about.
Right.
It's the last and the largest direct service offered by First Five Los Angeles. But you're right, visits have taken a back seat. Until 2019, First Five LA funded more than half of the home visits in the county, but now the majority of visits are paid for by federal, state, and county funding streams.
You want to hear how these visits work? Alba Maraskill is one of these home visit people. And she packs her car with toys, diapers, pamphlets, and she goes visit mothers in South LA. And she runs into Ilse Ochoa and her family in a Compton apartment. There's a 10-month-old, and Maraskill's a parent coach for the Welcome Baby Home Visiting Program. When she saw mom was reading her daughter a book, the coach, Maraskill, said, "Yes, literature is the most important thing for babies." And she started going over the developmental assessment. The girl's language development. Is she making sounds like ga and ba? She might be a sheep. Does she say the same sound over and over like ga, 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 ga? Her motor development. Is she crawling, picking up small objects?
Do you need somebody to visit your home to tell you this, or
why can't you figure that out yourself?
Yeah, really.
If you can't figure out whether your child is saying ba and ga, maybe you ought to put the kid up for adoption.
But did you see later on in the story, they gave a very touching example of how this woman, apparently on one of her visits, she noticed black mold on the bathroom walls.
Yeah.
And the mother says sometimes while bathing her daughter, pieces of the mold would fall into the tub.
She doesn't notice them. Wait. The black mold is falling into the tub, but mom doesn't do anything about it.
The landlord cleaned out the mold.
Right. And Maraskill says moms are...
Maraskill helped her contact the Department of Public Health, and they sent a letter, and the landlord cleaned out the mold.
Right, because again...
If it wasn't for the home visit, who knows?
It's like the mom is a child, too.
That's what they say often happens. They have people that just have no experience with children. They don't know what they're doing.
Maraskill says often these moms are overwhelmed, tired, sleep-deprived. They're sending their other children... They are not sending their other children to school because they can't make it out of the house because of the newborn. Well, why have so many kids? How about putting a pause on the reproduction machine for a couple of years?
All right.
I got to give you tax money because you had too many babies and you can't figure it out?
Isn't that often the case that people that have the most children really can't deal with them either financially or emotionally or education? They don't have any of the
There's plenty of birth control these days.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock, iHeart app for John and Ken on demand.
All right, let's not wait any longer. Let's bring out the voice line. First time in 2 weeks, we've heard from our Moistline callers, message leavers. You can use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Okra is slimy unless you deep fry it. Even if you deep fry it, it's slimy.
Okra.
Okra, it looks sort of like a pepper, but they're furry on the outside. They have little hairs on them, and they're nasty.
Yes.
They're real slimy inside with a lot of seeds, and they're gross, period.
Deborah's on the right path. Instead of the propanol, how about we just give them an overdose of fentanyl? The amount of fentanyl coming across the boarding, no supply chain issue there. You know, and you can't feel pain from the painkillers.
How come you guys never play my call? I'm going to stop calling. There. How about that?
The White House now says Joe Biden's 10% cut of Hunter's income was for humanitarian purposes.
Yeah, these feed cameras. How about we put a camera in every office of every elected official? How about that? Then you'll see some real crime on camera.
You know what, Deborah? Go ahead. Go outside with some treats and a little, you know, clapper thing and a clicker, and try to get all the minks together. Round them all up. You know, shoo them out from underneath all the roots they're hiding and all the holes they're in the ground, and rally them all up and get them out of here. I mean, I think you could do it.
I think so too.
Why don't we just have AI run the supervisors and the board here in LA County? I believe, or think at least, that AI can be bribed. Just think, maybe it'll get better. Let's take it a step further. Why don't we have AI run Congress? Just have to get rid of all these idiots.
We already have laws in place that will address illegal immigration, and that is holding businesses accountable for hiring people that are legally hireable. Instead of penalizing and exploiting poor and desperate people, the businesses should be held accountable.
We sure have our United States political goo.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Neighbors hold Mexican government and possibly China responsible for this fentanyl crisis. Instead of sitting behind a desk all day and collecting a check like our political goobers.
Just got an email from PG&E. Our rates are going up this winter because they have to provide more resilient power and more resilient fuel for the future, plus underground power lines. These people are relentless. We're getting screwed left and right, and we allow this to continue to happen. Thanks, Governor.
How can California possibly sue the oil companies for drilling when they are the ones who issued the permits?
Привет, comrades. This is Vladimir Putin calling. I just wanted to tell you guys, I love what you have done with the city of Los Angeles. You know what, comrades? I might be losing the war in Ukraine, but you're losing California. That's the done,
yeah. Yeah, Biden has gotten a lot done. He's destroyed our country faster than any other president has ever destroyed our country. Bravo, Newsom.
Hey, remember a few years ago when Texas was trying to get people to move from California and Newsom and that old Grandpa Brown was all f***ed off? Now Texas is sending people here and Newsom's still f***ed off.
the migrants.
That may have something to do with the kind of people they're sending, that maybe there's a little bit of racism by old ageism.
On the north shore of Hawaii, which is an hour drive from Honolulu, gas was $4.35 a gallon yesterday. $4.35. Now we're looking, it's like $2 more a gallon here. You go on vacation for a week and the gas price here hits the roof. Our governor is a
master class. I'm in the master class. I think I'm in the master class.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's Newsom called the Biden administration a master class in how to run government.
How come Newsom's not getting any crap for having gasoline that costs double what they're paying on the East Coast?
There should be a revolt. You're right.
I mean, everybody's pissed off at Biden across the country over the gas prices and the inflation. But Newsom has got a state here. You know how angry people are for paying $3.50 or $4 a gallon in the rest of the country, and everybody is outraged?
Seven? I haven't seen seven.
$7.50. My wife sent me a photo of a gas station on the west side.
Oh, it's one of those outliers?
Well, that's a hell of an outlier.
Well, there's always an outlier. When gas was $4, that guy was going for $5.50. That's usually what he does. But okay. Especially those west side gas stations are notorious for that.
It's like you see those prices in Europe.
All right, next, Hack at a Dumpster.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4, coming up soon, the iHeart app has the John and Ken on demand podcast. You can listen to whatever you missed, and you can listen to it all weekend.
All right, well, how long will it take for this hack to be thrown into the dumpster? It's up to John Cobalt. The story began about a week or two ago, when we learned that the mayor of Burbank named Constantine Anthony, a name that was not known to us. You know what? I remember over the years, we got elected a couple of years ago, some listeners sent stuff about him, but I didn't really read it. Kind of too local. Anyway, he made news because apparently he went to a fundraiser. It was Drag Night Bingo. And he got paddled by a trans person. Paddled. Playfully. The video went viral. People either got worked up over it or thought it was silly and laughed. However, looked at the story and said, okay. Then a couple of days later, Fox News Digital did an interview with this fool. And this is the reason he's going into the dumpster. We're going to start to play this audio. It's mostly him talking about his ideology and philosophy of government. And we'll see how long it takes John Cobalt to bring in the mob. Here we go.
Complete transformative change in our society to move to a police-less state, meaning the fundamental understanding of how we convict, catch, chase crime and criminology and treat people in jails and prisons and all of that is flawed. Most other countries do what's called restorative justice. Most other countries have a prison population, you know, a percentage of what we have. We're talking like 5 or 10% what the United States has. These are developed countries, places that are wealthy, that have, you know, industrialized workers and know what they're doing and full-fledged democracies and all of that stuff. They have moved past a carceral state. We are still living in sort of a quasi, you know, 20th century ideology of you do something bad, you got to get punished.
Yeah, exactly.
That works when you're 5, right? But when we're talking about human beings on a massive scale,
human beings,
we have to get people back into society.
Why?
We have to get people to understand that they are an active and productive member of a larger group.
They're not.
So as an abolitionist, my policies resonate with the average American.
What?
Nobody wants to go to jail. Nobody wants to have rampant crime. Nobody wants to see people stuck in prison for the rest of their lives and not an opportunity to grow and learn and change.
Well, we're trying that, and look what's happened.
So how do you fundamentally change that? And for me, it starts with those early services.
Okay.
We help kids when they're young.
Let's go. Yeah. Pick him up. Hey, give him a good spanking while you're at it, since he seems to enjoy it. In. Is he in?
I hear him slide in.
There, okay. I heard a flat. I heard a splat.
Where's I heard Deborah the Mark on?
Yeah. Oh, he's getting spanked. Listen to that.
Oh, good. Yeah. Wow.
Well, look at that. He's enjoying it. No, 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 no.
Tony Vilar spanking him in the dumpster? Or who's still in there?
The Deborah spanking him.
Oh, no, I'm not.
This guy is
holy
really
crap.
And you can hear the confidence in his voice, like he's teaching a class.
He knows he's right. He's
this
absolutely
is the
sure.
future, okay. he says. You didn't even hear the part came later. He starts talking about how we should all own the company and be our own bosses.
Can you play the rest of it? Do you have the rest of it there?
Yes, but it's probably another 2 or 3 minutes. It was long. I played most of it that day. I was talking about this, and when I heard this, I'm like, oh, my God. This is an instant dumpster candidate.
But we've tried this, in real time right now. It's going on, right? This is Gascon's philosophy, and look what's happened.
And let's remind you, this is the mayor of Burbank. He really thinks he's a world player the way he talks here.
How did that happen? What's with Burbank voters? What's going on?
They vote for Adam Schiff, too. Says he didn't vote for the guy, but wow.
Oh, maybe he didn't. He's embarrassed. I want to check his voting records.
Well, there you go. The hack in a dumpster is the mayor of Burbank, Constantine Anthony, who's a Marxist.
Burbank mayors used to be.
He cites the book. He talks about Karl Marx in this interview, too.
Burbank mayors used to be these boring square balls. In gray flannel suits.
Now this crowd has infiltrated even Burbank government. I mean, we know they infiltrated L.A. City Council.
The thing is,
Burbank government.
Burbank's pretty strict. There's no homeless laying around in Burbank.
I know.
There's no smash and grabs going on here.
Not too many, no.
No. No, the Burbank police are tough. They've got all kinds of traffic rules.
Oh, yeah, they went after me for crossing the light against the red.
Yeah, no, they're like pain in the ass about stuff. So
how did this guy make it? Yeah.
So is he implementing this? I don't know how much power he has as mayor.
I think this is his grand scheme. When
this is just talking big?
Oh, we got to keep an eye on this guy. He's going to run for something bigger.
See, that's the thing. You got to assume the guy's a whack job. All right, when you're bent over, getting spanked by a drag queen, and you're proud of it. Then there's more than one screw loose, and of course there's.
Oh, I think he is running. Is he running for Adam Schiff's seat? I think I did see something.
Oh my God! No, we tried it. It failed. This guy's dangerous.
Yeah, I did read that he is. I think he is running for some other. L.A. County Supervisor, 5th District. That's what he's doing.
Running against who?
I don't know. I don't know who's the 5th district.
I got to look it up.
Yeah.
There's an unending supply of these lunatics.
Yeah.
L.A. County Supervisor, 5th
district. Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's Catherine Barger's district.
Former actor and politician.
Oh, so he's a loser actor.
He's a former actor, right?
Yeah. And so now he's...
Catherine Barger is probably as close you can get to normal on that board of supervisors.
Is she,
no wonder he wants to oust
her. Is she running or is she getting termed down?
That I don't know. I'll have to look into
Yeah, she's like the last one left.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
And then after 4, you could do the John and Ken on demand podcast, and you could listen to it all weekend if you want.
There you go.
Back to all the shows this week you can play all weekend.
Not long after 4 o'clock, it'll be posted up on the app and at KFIAM640.com. All right, well, here we go with more Moist Line people. Let's see what they had to sound off about. It's been a couple of weeks since we played some calls. You leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I would like to receive reparations from every idiot that voted for Biden or Newsom. economic harm.
I don't know how you guys can be critical of Greasy Gavin when he says that Biden is the picture of youth. I mean, for God's sake, the guy eats soft foods. He babbles when he speaks.
Ooh, sounds like a
baby. And he takes the early nap times. That, to me, is just like any two-year-old.
The guy that took his knife out of his back, stabbed the other dude in the chest. Yeah!
That was awesome.
His family says that he's a paranoid schizophrenic. Yet, they allowed him to have a gun to kill that deputy. Why don't we just give all the crazies guns?
If they really give the strikers unemployment insurance for quitting their jobs, then anybody who quits their job should be able to get unemployment insurance.
Yeah, let's see if Newsom signs that bill.
That's ridiculous.
That's not true, John. That's not true at all. People don't want to be in government just for power. Because I would love to be attorney general just to show these dumb how to do their job and put every single one of those corrupt in jail.
If this guy, this cold-blooded murderer that premeditated drove up and shot that nice young deputy, I'd just like to know if he was so crazy, what the hell was he doing with guns? Where was the family about the guns if he was so wacko? Another example of the failure of red flag laws.
Hey guys, you're looking for a good death penalty method? Let's bring back the guillotine. Quick, easy, simple, cuts the guy's head off, and there's no pain associated.
Right.
I don't know.
Use any electricity or
why
power
spend
or
money on drugs when we could just, you know, go old school?
Hey, you know, they're pushing all this electricity that's going on here, but I got to tell you guys, when I get next to one of these buses, I totally lose the AM signal, and I can't hear the point John and Ken are making. And these buses, can that be bad for you? That much stuff, can that really be bad for you?
So the illegals are looking for work, huh? How about sending their down to the border and pick up all that damn trash they left behind? That should be their first job before they get on any damn buses.
Yeah.
How bad does a politician have to be where they are still getting 27, 28, 30% approval ratings like George Gaston? I want to meet those people. I want to meet those people who think that these people are good people, are doing their job. What is wrong with society? John, I agree with you. I need an exit badge.
Every stupid chase that we hear, that we get interrupted in our neighborhood, should end with the stuck out his window. That's the best way to take care of that.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please
she
hang
wants,
up.
Oh, goodbye. Like that guy who got stuck in the window.
Yeah.
Yesterday trying to climb out of the car.
What did she want?
She thinks they should all end with somebody with them getting their, I guess, their ass stuck in the window.
Oh, I see.
I think that's what she said. It got bleeped, but I believe that's what she said, because that's what happened to the guy yesterday. He was trying to climb out the window.
Well,
ended up.
Thank you all for that.
Well, thank you very much, Moist Line callers, and welcome back.
By the way, did you see Biden's latest flub?
He was
at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus annual gala.
Yeah.
And he announced that the Congressional Black Caucus embodies all these values. Never corrected himself.
Oh, hit the wrong caucus.
That's right. He was raising the Black Caucus in front of the Hispanic Caucus.
Did they boo?
They just stood there dumbfounded.
Babble.
Tim Conway's here.
Hey now. Yes, we start at 4 o'clock every single day here on KFI.
That's true.
No, when did that happen?
That's right.
Like January?
I'm just saying that some people don't know the right time.
Oh, the chases, right?
Yeah, right. You got to get it together.
We threw your mayor into the dumpster, so
I know.
Like that.
So this guy is a Marxist,
right?
Yeah, and he wants to abolish the police.
Well, not any.
And he's getting
the whole country.
He's getting spanked by drag queens,
right? But it's
what's
not
happened
indicative
to Burbank?
Of Burbank. It's
well,
not,
they voted for him.
No, they'd appointed him.
He's got appointed?
Yeah, you don't get voted in as...
They take turns?
Exactly right, yeah. If you're a council member, you get a year, then the next guy gets a year, then the next guy gets a year.
But they elected him council member. I mean, that's bad enough.
That's right, yes.
What is the part of town that produces this?
It's not my part of town.
Because he's running for supervisor.
Adam Schiff is one of the congressmen.
That's right, yes.
So there's a bad part of town near us.
I know, but you know what? It's quiet. I like it.
Yeah.
It's quiet.
No. It's not L.A., but it could be.
When he abolishes the police, it's not going to be so quiet.
Liberals are quiet. I like that. They mind their own business. All right. Alex Michelson's coming on, speaking of minding his own business. Also, a good friend of mine and author, Doug McIntyre, and Billy Ray to talk about the strike. The WGA strike might be coming to an end. So we'll find out at 6:35, to be exact. And then last night I went to see Petros' dad, John Papadakis, at the Catalina Club. And man, it was great. But Sunset Boulevard at night is another country. That is wild zone, man.
Wow.
I mean, first of all, you can't move. None of the lights are synced up. So you sit and you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait. And then there's nobody moving. And then the potholes are the size of like dump trucks. It's unreal. And then all the streets are littered with either trash or there's homeless guys. It's literally like going into a different world, a different country.
It's the Catalina Club.
They moved. They moved.
Oh, did they? Because I was going to say that was on Ventura.
It used to be on Cahuenga, then they moved it again. But it's in a less crappy part of Hollywood. That's how they sell it.
I see.
Yeah. But it's a cool club.
Oh, I've been there a few times.
Yeah.
No, I like it a lot.
Yeah, it was also nice to be one of the younger people there.
No, it's funny. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
All right.
Here we go.
We got Conway.
All right, ding dong.
Mr. Burbank.
All right.
And the KFI 24-Hour News.
Burbank!
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeart Radio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.